Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about ongoing summer projects in the Pella Community School District.
School safety as a whole has been a huge conversation really since a lot of the recent tragedies in regards to shootings at schools, and some state laws, federal laws have changed in regards to what schools need to do for safety. And that's one of the things that right now the district is trying to work on as an ongoing summer project. What are some of the key things that district administrators are going to be working on during the summer between now and the beginning of the school year to try and implement some new safety things and partnerships that they'll be building in the community?
You know, certainly our safety plan will be ongoing. We actually are going to be required to put a high-quality safety plan together throughout this year that has to be in place by basically the 2019-2020 school year. But even yet this year, even before we move into next year, the 18-19 year, we're planning on having some new protocols in place. Some of those will involve lockdown drills. Some of those will involve how we intake guests into the building, how we handle kind of checking people that are actually coming into the building, just looking at just our procedures for that, and then ultimately even using some additional technology to make sure our buildings are secure and really looking at that as we go into the year and seeing what things we might want to put in place. There's a lot of safety technology that's being touted out there right now. Some of it looks pretty good. Some of it might be kind of a money grab at times, but we need to look and kind of discern in terms of what types of things we should put in the buildings to create a safer environment. And some of those are activation systems and communication systems, and there's just a lot of options out there. So we certainly are aware of the needs for safety concerns and just how that looks, in our buildings. We do feel like we're at a much better place because of our secure entrances, and we can help make our buildings even more secure by just some of the protocols we do with people. So that's the plan, and so we'll look at that this summer, get some things in place as the school year goes, as the school year starts, and then also a more even robust plan as we kind of plan throughout the year for the 19-20 school year.
One of the other projects ongoing during the summer has already finished for a group of educators, not only from Pella, but from the area, and a partnership with Vermeer Corporation that's obviously very strong here in the Pella School District. And it has to do with an internship for some of these educators. What was the importance for the school district to have both Principal Eric Nelson and some of your teachers and area teachers participate in this program to maybe continue to foster and grow that relationship with Vermeer?
Yeah, Vermeer has offered that the last several years. We've had multiple teachers go through that program. This year, we actually had two instructors and our principal, Eric Nelson, attend. And really, this summer, it was for 2 weeks. They experience a lot of things that go on at Vermeer, some of the work things that happen, and kind of understanding what that looks like on the manufacturing side for people. Because certainly, as we talk to our students and give them experiences that they may need to go into the workforce, it really helps knowing directly that these are the things that are happening in the Vermeer Manufacturing Company and what types of experiences could we have for them in the high school that would help get them ready for that. We know that not everyone is going to want to go right into a manufacturing environment. But certainly there's some that could, and a lot of times it comes down to our instructors just don't know what that looks and feels like. And so if they can, you know, use that experience and say, hey, I was there, this is what I did, you know, this looks pretty interesting, I think we'll actually have some students that may grab a hold of that. Because we certainly have a percentage each year that go right into the workforce. Many of our kids go on to some sort of post-secondary, and we encourage that. But we know that for some students, they choose to go right into the workforce. And so having those experiences are really, really good. And just helping our instructors know and understand what the expectations kind of look like when you're in that environment is good.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.